White J.E. White Emma. Paradise Valley Sanitarium, National City, California. November 24, 1907. Elder and Mrs. J.E. White. Dear children Edson and Emma, I received your letter yesterday and will respond at once. I sincerely hope that you will be careful of your health and not place yourselves where you will be unable to labor. The 26th of this month, I shall be 80 years old. My mind is clear, my hand firm and steady, and my heart full of thanksgiving to God. I have peace of mind, for I refuse to allow my mind to be troubled. When traveling, I do not sleep as many hours as I would be pleased to. During the past night, I was unable to sleep after 12 o'clock. I thought of you, and of how many hours of wakefulness you have passed through. I am thankful that I have no pain. I am active, can go up and down stairs, all over the sanitarium as readily as any of the helpers. I thank the Lord for this blessing. It has been some time since I have visited Paradise Valley Sanitarium. Last Sabbath I spoke in San Diego. The church was crowded. Many unbelievers were present. I spoke from John 15, I am the true vine. Verse 1. Everyone seemed much interested. I spoke for 1 hour and then prayed after speaking. The Lord gave me freedom, for which I thank Him. I wish now, more than I have ever wished at any other period of my life, to speak in messages of warning to the people. The end is near, and I am earnestly desirous of making every effort in my power to give the last message of warning to the world. I have an appointment out for next Sabbath to speak in the San Diego church again. Today, W.C. White is with the brethren in council meeting over matters connected with this sanitarium. I have had my anxieties, and am not always able to overcome them. But I desire to have that peace and trust in my Heavenly Father that will enable me to keep my heart full of thanksgiving. I think that children of God ought to keep the peace of Christ. I am thankful that I can speak the word of life to the people. I desire to reflect all the sunshine possible by giving expression to the gladness and the joy that every Christian ought to have in his heart. The higher Christian life is to obey God's commandment. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And then rest in the promise that the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verse 6, 7. Our part is simply to trust in God. His part is to keep the soul in perfect peace. I will not worry, for then I cannot retain that peace which passeth all understanding, which shall keep our minds and hearts through Christ Jesus. We all need to express our thanksgiving to God for His keeping power. Why do we not express more often our thanksgiving to Him for His saving grace? When I consider God's expressions of love to me, why should I be silent in the church? He is our Father. He loves us. Then in our testimonies in the church, why should we not express our restfulness in His great love, an expression of which He has given in the gift of His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life? Shall we not consider that thanksgiving and praise is due to God in the testimonies we bear to Him? Would it not be one special way of letting our light shine forth? By expressing our thanksgiving for the wonderful gift. Why should praise and thanksgiving be withheld so often by us when we meet in the church to worship God? Why should we not give expression to His goodness and love? He, the Lord, so loved perishing souls that He gave His only begotten Son to save them. And this gift means eternal life to every soul who appreciates the gift. Then why not express in character, in words, also in thanksgiving, your love to God because of the great love Christ has revealed in bearing the punishment for your souls? By this act, He has expressed to every member of the human family His lovable will to save you, that you may become members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King. When the believing, human family shall become children of faith, sons and daughters of God, why do they not express their gratitude? Why are so many mournful testimonies born of His kindness, when we might express thanksgiving for His tender love and continual blessings? Heaven is full of praise and thanksgiving.
Christ, in His great goodness, died a shameful death of exquisite suffering to show His will toward us, that we should live. He has paid the price with His own life and has rescued the condemned soul. the Christian, by receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as his pattern and model of character, shall be able to overcome through the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony. Then should not words of thanksgiving be heard in the congregations, even of large assemblies? For this is the will of God, even your sanctification. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3. A full and free expression of his great love is appropriate. Let your light shine in expressions of thanksgiving to God and the Lamb. Christ's watch care is over every soul that will put his trust in the Lord and give expression to words of praise in the congregation of the saints. It is the will of our God that every professed Christian should bear testimony to the love that has been revealed in the gift of the Savior. God's name should be glorified in his great gift to our world to redeem fallen man. And as the soul takes it in more and more fully, there will be renewed daily expressions of thanksgiving and praise from converted, sanctified lips. As we receive Christ Jesus, we shall walk in his footsteps and glorify his name. Daily we are to become more and more Christ-like in character. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and walk in darkness, we lie, and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1, verse 1-9. We are nearing the close of 1907. We are standing upon the threshold of great and solemn events. Prophecies are fulfilling. Everything in our world is in agitation. There are wars and rumors of wars. The nations are angry, and the time of the dead has come, that they should be judged. Events are changing to bring about the day of God, which hasteth greatly. Only a moment of time, as it were, yet remains. But while already nation is rising against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, there is not now a general engagement. As yet the four winds are held until the servants of God shall be sealed in their foreheads. Then the powers of earth will marshal their forces for the last great battle. Satan is busily laying his plans for the last mighty conflict, when all will take sides. After the gospel has been proclaimed in the world for nearly 2,000 years, Satan still presents to men and women the same scene that he presented to Christ. In a wonderful manner, he causes the kingdoms of the world in their glory to pass before them. These he promises to all who will fall down and worship him. Thus he seeks to bring men under his dominion. Satan is working to the utmost to make himself as God and to destroy all who oppose his power. And today the world is bowing before him. His power is received as the power of God. The prophecy of the Revelation is being fulfilled, that all the world wondered after the beast. Revelation 13, verse 3. Let us be true and faithful. We cannot afford to make a mistake now. Most earnest attention must be given now to the education that will impart a saving knowledge of heavenly grace, and that will conform the life and character to the divine similitude. Purity of soul is to be woven into the life like threads of gold. This alone is of true value. We must bring Bible principles into our daily conduct. May God bless and strengthen and sustain you, is the prayer of your mother.